Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. The title of today's show, Coronavirus, COVID-19, Fact and Myths. This show is a fact-based show. As an environmental scientist, I must look past all the media hype and share with you the facts and myths. I had an excellent professor in one of my graduate courses, Determinants of Environmental Health. He was an epidemiologist. So let's start, because you just keep hearing on the news, if you're listening to a doctor, so many of the epidemiologists are being interviewed. So let's find out their function and role. Well, an epidemiologist investigates patterns and causes of disease. They will analyze what causes disease outbreaks so we can develop positive treatments and prevent future outbreaks. Simply, they help society be proactive versus reactive. Many times in society, we are just reactive. They also research the data, which is vital in making quality decisions. Because the COVID-19 is moving so quickly through the world, epidemiologists are constantly collecting and updating the data. And you probably see this because just the numbers of outbreaks in specific areas of the world just keeps changing on a daily basis. So their job right now, because of this, and I'm going to talk to you about the word pandemic later on, because of this pandemic, they are constantly updating all of that data. So now let's discuss the coronavirus. Here's a crazy fact. It has actually been around for many years, possibly centuries. This virus has been found in humans and animals. As with all viruses, they are constantly mutating. This is the reason why you take a flu shot every year. And people are always saying to me, well, if it's a flu shot, then why is it just knock it all out? Because a virus constantly mutates. And then sometimes you get the flu shot and they're going, well, the flu shot this year wasn't really good. Well, it's because the virus, by the time they created the vaccine for it, the virus actually mutated again. The COVID-19 is a mutation. Because we are a global society, we can transmit COVID-19 from one end of the earth to the other in a short amount of time. Testing of a vaccine usually takes 1 to 1.5 years before it's available to the public. So we have some time. So what's going on? In the interim, doctors at Johns Hopkins will collect serum from patients who have been infected with COVID-19 and are now healthy. They have probably developed antibodies against COVID-19. So some of their research is going to be, can they inject some of the serum into someone who has like an active, harsh case of COVID-19? And will that, you know, maybe they're given some antibodies that will help them. But again, this is science. And that's the cool thing about science. And I guess that's why I love being a scientist. In last week's podcast show I did, Coronavirus, Your Defense, I discussed boosting your immune system. This is something that we should be doing every day of our lives. And please, if you haven't heard that show, listen to this one and then go back and listen to that, because that's going to talk to you. And I do discuss boosting your immune system versus my recipe of three, et cetera, a couple other things. But hey, let's take this show right now with the facts and the myths. So let's turn our attention toward social distancing. Will it work? Because COVID-19 is transmitted by close contact, social distancing is imperative. Just think about all the money lost in professional sports and the NCAA tournament. These teams and the NCAA place the well-being of our nation over profit. They are to be commended. And again, I'm a big sports guy. Hey, those of you that know me, is I am a soccer guy, but my favorite thing in the whole wide world to watch sports-wise is the NCAA tournament, men's and women's. And I won't be watching it, but I understand it, and then I also respect that they chose the well-being of our nation over profit. Media is a great way to disseminate information, but it can cause hysteria. I'm sure, you know, think about this. You've seen it at your local supermarket. And I'm going to give you my example, and I'm sure your experience is the same thing. I've been going to a supermarket that opens at 7 a.m. forever. I'm the morning guy. For those of you that listen to me regularly, know that I just wake up at 4:30. Don't even have to get up at 4:30. I just wake up. It's time, and I go. So I get there early purposely at the supermarket, and I was probably 10th in line. Typically, there's no line. I just walk right in the door. Well, now all of a sudden, you know, I probably had to wait, I don't know, I'll say 15 minutes for the store to open. Now there are long lines and there is no social distancing in the line. Everyone's, because it's, as far as they're concerned, let me get as close as I can to the front door. And I sort of like say this with a smile on my face now, but realize there's no social distancing here. Then when you get in the store, you are now elbow to elbow with everyone because they need to get the last box of whatever it is, crackers, cookies, cereal, I have no idea. And there's no social distancing there. And I'm going to give you my little hint. I choose to pay at one of the self-pay kiosks that you can go up to because now I don't have to come in contact with someone who's going to ring up my groceries and touch every bit of my groceries and possibly a bagger. So one or two less contacts, so I just share that with you. Now, fun little comment, and it's about your food, and something my mom said to me. I chat with my folks just about every day, and I give mom a call, and, you know, world's greatest Italian cook, and she says to me, you don't go buy cans of soup. You make your own soup. You put it in the freezer. That's what you've been doing. You've been doing it this way for your life. So I just thought about it. I said, hey, mom is right. So I buy all the fixings for homemade chicken soup because that is my absolute favorite. And it's funny, and I really mean this. In the wintertime, soup is one of my favorite meals anyway. So I put my batch in separate containers in the freezer. So when you have that hankering for soup or you need it, it is there for you. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So why does the flu, or now COVID-19, appear to go away when it gets warmer out? Well, personally, we spend more time outside and naturally distance ourselves versus whether you're locked up in a house. It could just be with your family members and you're in close contact. And close contact that I'm going to talk to you about with objects around the home as well. Or you're in close contact with your office. Sometimes when it's a little bit warmer out, you might spend the time, you know, I'm saying an adult, instead of eating in your workplace cafeteria or at your desk next to a coworker, you might go outside. And also, this is a great thing. UV sunlight inactivates the virus. So if you're healthy, get outside. And I even mean this if it's a little cooler out. If you're healthy, you just need to get outside. Go for that walk. You know, I sort of joke and I always say this about it. You know, if I ever go for a long walk, I always say, yeah, I'm going out there to solve the world's problems. And what are you doing? You're just working through your everyday life in your mind. It's enjoyable. It's healthy. Me being, because I'm the outdoor guy, the environmental scientist, I mean, I am looking at birds and it doesn't matter. Right now, the regrowth of spring and I'm looking at, for example, on my property because I have all these organic, beautiful perennial gardens. You've got the Lenten rose coming up. So you already have things flowering outside. So there's a little bit of peace that goes along with that. So here's a question for you. As a nation, were we prepared? Now, I'm going to give you my estimation on this one, and the answer is no. Think about this. Asia was developing a full-blown COVID-19 outbreak. At that juncture, we should have been creating and making as many available test kits as we could for our own protection. Weeks later, doctors and patients have gone without being tested. Now, you see, that fact alone will cause greater numbers of COVID-19 patients in the U.S. See, we still don't know how many people truly have it and what the outbreak is because it's a community spread disease, and we'll discuss that. Well, Dr. Fauci is a doctor that you've been seeing on the news daily, and And I would listen to him. This man has, there's a brilliance behind his infectious disease background and what he knows. And he said, we have failed in testing. So what is the concern for doctors who are treating the patients? Well, you listen to a few doctors who are being interviewed because typically I would, and no joke, I go places and I will interview people. Well, with this going on, the COVID-19, I'm not heading to the hospitals. So I am actually listening to, you know, when they're interviewed on media. And one of their major concerns right now is they don't have enough infectious disease or isolation rooms. They're not available because currently many of the rooms we have are already filled to capacity. Also, there are not enough respirators at the hospitals nationwide. They are, and this is not a joke, their masks, gowns, and gloves are under lock and key because we don't have enough. This is why I said that, you know, personally, when we say, well, we're not prepared. This is my, but again, I'm fact-based, so I'm looking at facts at that one. So how can we personally better protect ourselves? Well, we've already discussed social distancing. I listened to a doctor saying this. He says, if you have appointments at a doctor's office and it is for something that's routine, for example, it might be your yearly checkup, you want to cancel that appointment, make sure that you make it, you know, so you, we don't want to forget about it, but you want to be able to stay away from as many doctor's appointments as possible. And I'm going to say to you, any general appointment that you have somewhere that you can always reschedule, hey, we'll say from a month from now, and hopefully things have subsided very much so, but I would do that. Now, what does the CDC say or describe about the COVID-19 virus? Well, here's the deal. They're looking for a list of three. Do you have a fever, a cough, and shortness of breath? If you have these symptoms, please call ahead to your doctor or emergency room so they are adequately prepared for your arrival. And that's very, very important because people are just showing up and sad to say, some were being turned away because test kits weren't available. Well, you keep hearing the term pandemic. The World Health Organization, and when you're reading this in text, you might just see the capital letters doc, WHO, and that's what it stands for. They defined a pandemic as a worldwide spread of a new disease. The CDC, you also see those letters, the Center for Disease Control, their definition is very similar. There was misinformation put out there, and that's why this is about facts and myths. And the misinformation was that insurance companies would cover all costs related to patients being treated for COVID-19. Insurance companies will cover the testing for the virus. You will have to check with your individual company to see how much of the treatment they will cover. Because this is a contact virus from person to person, you should stay approximately 6 feet from another person. Hey, and do I recognize in many situations that this is a difficult task? The bell rings and passing to classes. And I think this is why major universities have chosen to cancel. Because again, you think about, I'm a Rutgers grad, 50,000 there, Texas A&M, 70,000 there, et cetera. Well, they're trying to get that social distancing away so you're not in close proximity to someone. The main transmission is through respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs or sneezes. And we always talk about you coughing or sneezing into your elbow if you don't have that tissue ready. Well, can you still get the virus from contact with objects such as a door handle, etc.? This is not the main mode of transmission. But if someone who is infected, say they just coughed into their hand and touched an object that someone else touches, this is a possible way that it can be transmitted. So you keep hearing, and I'm go along with that fact, you keep hearing and reading, well, wash your hands often. This is a great method of preventing contact transmission with objects. Here's one fact that needs to be reinforced. So it's not just washing your hands, but you need to dry your hands thoroughly and not on a community towel in your bathroom. So let's just say you're at home and you have a towel in the bathroom and you just say you didn't dry them thoroughly and you left something that could be some of the COVID-19 on a towel, and somebody else comes to dry their hands, and it is now there. So I'm going to let you know that paper towels are the best to dry your hands and then discard them immediately. And I do mean this. I'm an environmental scientist. So saying to use paper, sort of like I look at the two sides, but I know it's imperative that we stay safe. So please take every precaution. Make good decisions for yourself, your family, your friends, and your community. And as a nation, we will get through this together. I continue to pray for our country daily. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.